Welcome everyone to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and as always, I appreciate you being here. So today, I want to give you a quick Five Boomer Friday on lessons I learned about my Chukball Sport Ed unit. So let's get into lessons I've learned, and there's many of them, lessons I've learned doing this Chukball Sport Ed unit. Here we go. All right, everybody. So the first boomer, we'll do some boomers today. It's been a little bit. The first boomer, the first thing I learned from doing this, this is my fifth year doing the Sport Ed Chukball unit with fifth graders, is there will be tech problems and tech evolves. So an example is Collaboracam. Oh boy, it's like my arch nemesis. Collaboracam, I saw on Jared Robinson's website. That was actually the PE Geek. I think he has the course the way he runs it on Connected PE. So a long time ago I saw it, and Collaboracam is an awesome app. It really is. What it does is, if you take, let's say, three devices, take an iPad and two phones, let's just make it simple. The iPad, all three of them will have Collaboracam. The iPad will be like the director. So the iPad will have it'll be directing which camera is live. So the other two will be recording, say, on each end of the court. And the Collaboracam, the director, will say which one's on, which one's live. And then let's say if it's down on the, the east side, whatever, zone, let's just say, of the school or whatever. And then when it goes towards the west side, I don't know why I said east and west, but when it goes to the other side, they can switch and the other camera's live. So the two students with the cameras, the cell phones, just keep recording the whole time. And then the Collaboracam director directs it, basically. And it's really cool. The problem is it was bad. The first year, I don't know if I did the first year, maybe it was the second year. The first time I used it, let's see what happened the first time. Okay, the first time was the Wi-Fi wasn't correct. It wouldn't, like the Wi-Fi from the cafeteria wouldn't allow it, basically. And so it didn't work the first year. And it's funny because I practiced it at home. Everything was fine. I think we even practiced it under the pavilion outside. It was fine. It connected. Everything connected. And then we went to the game. Maybe it might have even been the night before the game. And it wasn't working. And so that was a mess. So we scrapped it. And then the following year, I tried it again. And, oh my goodness, it worked. And it was cool. The problem is, when we were cleaning up the equipment, people, I guess, they unplugged. Oh, we got new Wi-Fi. That's what it was. My new tech guy at the time, he's awesome. He provided me with a different, like a different Wi-Fi box, basically, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, to pick up Wi-Fi. So Collaboracam had its own Wi-Fi, basically, and it was awesome. Except the equipment, boys and girls, unplugged it before I got a chance to all sync up at the end. When we hit, stop recording, it had to sync up because it's supposed to put together a nice little movie, basically, and it didn't work. So we might have tried it again, and it just, I think we tried it a third time, and it just didn't, I think it just took forever to, because when you record for a long time, obviously it takes a long time to put together, and it just, I don't even know. It never worked. It's a great app too. It's a paid app, but it just didn't work. The other ones were, we tried Meerkat and Periscope, things like that. And I've tried that before, and there's nothing wrong with that, except like on Periscope, I had some kind of creepers writing, or actually one person writing some really creepy stuff. And so I just got rid of it. I couldn't film students and having people, weird people out there, random people, even with permission from my administration. So tech problems is number one. Let's just go with that. Tech problems number one. All right, number two. Now, I will get to some of this in the next episode, but in the final game, we have a halftime show. And I thought it was awesome at first. I mean, it was like the kids would do some like dances, gymnastic stuff. And we also did, if you can picture going to because this is why we did it, we picture going to like an arena, especially a local one, and they'll throw out prizes and things at halftime to the crowd. So we decided to do that a couple times. And what happened was kids got look way too I don't know, crazy about it, and people were grabbing things, and it just it wasn't a good thing. It was like we were throwing like these little prizes out from just our extra little trinkets we had laying around, and you know, beads and things like that, and kids were just getting too worked up. And then along with that, which is even worse, 2 years ago we got the kids were wearing pedometers, the boys and girls in the final game, and they had to log in at halftime and in the final where their steps were. For some reason the boys and girls put their pedometers in with the halftime show, so people were throwing pedometers to the crowd, and we had to retrieve them, get them back. I'm like, no. So we nixed that. So you just learn things as you go. And the halftime show, we narrowed it down just to like a choreographed dance and some gymnastics, which the kids are really good at, a lot of the kids. So anyways, number two is the halftime show. All right, number three, the point system and no defense. So the first year we didn't do a point system, and we allowed defense basically, so they can intercept the ball, and it real chook ball is no defense. And I'm like, well, I don't want to take defense away from them, that's what they're used to, so I'm going to keep the defense in there. And that wasn't a great idea, because first of all, chook ball isn't a fast-paced game. Even without the defense, it's a great game. And kids were just a little bit too rough. And without the point system that we use, basically just whoever's the best wins, and it had nothing to do with sportsmanship or teamwork or participation or anything like that. So that was year one. Now, it went well. I just learned that lesson that I need to do something different to balance the teams and to make sure that it's not just the strongest survive. It's actually the strongest and the kindest and the ones who show the best sportsmanship and all that good stuff. So that is number three. Have a point system and and make sure you have no defense, as opposed to me having no point system and using defense. All right, everybody. So number four is mo rebounders, mo problems. So what that means is our junky old rebounders we used the first couple of years were okay. They were fine. They weren't as high quality or higher quality as the ones we have now. And I actually kind of just asked politely for my principal to purchase some new ones, and she did, because she knew this was very important to me and to our PE program. So I appreciate that from her. So the only problem is we didn't know this. They adjust, and that's a good thing. They move more than the other one, and it's more of an angle. And the good and the bad of this. So the good is they can adjust again. So, and it is a better angle. Like, it's not just straight. You know, the other ones were more straight at you. This one goes a little higher. The only problem is in the final game, which we didn't account for, is that it was hitting the ceiling. And I didn't have a plan for that, because I was like, well, is it a dead ball? Do you replay it? And I wasn't even thinking. It just kind of kept happening. And on the fly, I should have just adjusted them. But afterwards, my principal's like, well, if that hits a fire sprinkler thing, we might have to not do this game anymore. So I assured her that this coming year, the next year, this year, we will adjust them, and that will not happen. So just be careful with your equipment. Even if you get new stuff, sometimes things happen. So that's number four. Mo rebounders, mo problems. All right, the last one is students will amaze you. They really, really, really rise to the challenge. You should see, especially the students in the final game, the announcers practicing. My announcer last year, Dominic, he was one of the announcers. I usually pick a boy and a girl. And he was sick. He was pretty, pretty sick that day. And I heard from his, I think his brother and even his mom, I think, emailed me or left a message at the front desk saying, he's really sick, but he's going to try to make it. And he did. And he did a great job. I feel really bad that was that important to him. I appreciate that. But, you know, it's like, it's okay if you can't make it. I have some people, even this year, this girl, Addison, she amazed me with her artwork. She just made this awesome display banner for our posters that says, you know, Chook Ball 2019 tournament. You know, they just amaze me. There's a student that, honestly, I thought he hated PE a few years ago, one of the first couple of years, and he pretty much did. But I gave him, because he took the Collaboracam back to the first one, even though it didn't work, he took that so seriously, the media specialist position. And I was like, I'm going to make you the director. And he took that job on, and he was like so good at it. And even though it didn't pan out, and I didn't really tell him that, with the Collaboracam, you know, the tech there, he did a great job. And so students will amaze you. And in all their jobs, or most of the jobs. Like, it's just really cool seeing them take on that responsibility and that ownership and just go with it. So that is number five. Students will amaze you. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. That is it for the day. You can check out Supersize Phys Ed for more information. You guys are awesome. Take care.